بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن أبي عبد الله حذيفة بن اليمان رضي الله عنهما قال: صليت مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات ليلة فافتتح البقرة، فقلت يركع عند المئة ثم مضى، فقلت يصلي بها في ركعة فمضى، فقلت يركع بها ثم افتتح النساء فقرأها، ثم افتتح آل عمران فقرأها، يقرأ مترسلا: إذا مر بآية فيها تسبيح سبح، وإذا مر بسؤال سأل، وإذا مر بتعوذ تعوذ، ثم ركع فجعل يقول: سبحان ربي العظيم، فكان ركوعه نحو من قيامه، ثم قال: سمع الله لمن حمده، ربنا لك الحمد، ثم قام قياما طويلا قريبا مما ركع، ثم سجد فقال: سبحان ربي الأعلى، فكان سجوده قريبا من قيامه. رواه مسلم. Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu anhuma narrates, he says, one night I followed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in salah. As we mentioned previously, the salah referred to here is tahajjud salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began reciting Surah Baqarah. I said to myself, as I followed him, that perhaps after 100 verses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go into ruku'. However, I found to my consternation that he passed the 100 verse mark. Then I said in my heart, I thought to myself that perhaps he would divide the surah into two parts, reading half in the first rakat and half in the second rakat. However, he passed the halfway mark. Then I thought in my heart that perhaps at the end of Surah Baqarah, Rasulullah ﷺ would make ruku'. However, he completed Surah Baqarah, and then and thereafter he began Surah Nisa. He read the entire Surah Nisa. Thereafter, he started Surah Al-Imran and recited the entire Surah Al-Imran. He read in a manner where he was pausing after each verse. He was reciting slowly. When he passed by a verse in which Allah, there was the praise of Allah was mentioned, he praised Allah. If he passed by a verse wherein there was something to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he passed by a verse wherein there was mention of some punishment of Allah, he sought protection from Allah's punishment. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made ruku', and he began saying in his ruku', Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, glory be to Allah who is the most glorious. Huzaifa radiallahu anhu says that the length of his ruku was almost the length of his qiyam, his standing. Thereafter he said, Sami Allahu liman hamida, Allah has heard the one who has praised him. Rabbana lakal hamd, O our Lord, for you is all praise. He stood for a long time in qiyam, in qoma, after the ruku, almost as long as the length of the ruku. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into sajda, and he said, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, glory be to my Lord, who is the highest. Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala who says the length of his sajda was almost the length of his qoma. We've heard this hadith before. In it is an apt description of the type of tahajjud salah that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself would say, Inna shahwati fi qiyam al-layl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept my shahwat, my ecstasy, my Allah ta'ala has kept my passion, my enjoyment in tahajjud salah. As we mentioned previously, when it comes to the amal of deen, there will always be that initial phase wherein something is hard, something is difficult. We will have to strive, we will have to exert ourselves, we will have to go against our nafs. However, like Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Inna ma'al usri yusra, that after difficulty comes ease. If a person perseveres through this initial stage of difficulty and he resists the temptations of shaitan and the nafs, then gradually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world grants him the sweetness and grants him the ecstasy and the lazzat and the enjoyment of that ibadah. So there is an initial phase, an initial period where it is hard or it is difficult, but if we persevere, if we pass that hurdle to wake up for tahajjud, we'll find people even up till today in our community that they'll give up anything but they won't give up the tahajjud salah. Initially it was difficult for them also, but they persevered. And after persevering, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings that stage or that phase where now this amal becomes so beloved that you can't leave it out. Allah ta'ala gives you the sweetness and Allah gives you the ecstasy of that amal in this world. This is why Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah used to say, there is one jannat. He used to say, there is one jannat in this dunya. Till you don't enter this jannat, till you don't enter this jannat, you will not enter the jannat of akhirah. What he was referring to, the paradise of the enjoyment that Allah has kept in his ibadah. There is a lazzat, there is an ecstasy, there is an enjoyment Allah has kept in his ibadah. As I mentioned, that is when we persevere. Initially it will be difficult. Initially the nafs and shaitan won't allow. But if you persevere, then Allah gives you that enjoyment. Ibrahim bin Adham, rahimahullah, used to say, Ahlul layli fi laylihim. Ahlul layli fi laylihim. Aladdu min ahlil lahwi fi lahwihim. He used to say, Allah Ta'ala has kept for the people of the night, for the people of the Hajjud Salah, for the people of Allah's munajat in the dead of night, Allah has kept that lazzat and that ecstasy. The people of the places of haram will never experience that. People are going to dens of haram, listening to music, looking at haram, etc. Films and movies till late at night. So-called enjoyment, so-called ecstasy. Wallah, on the musalla, in Allah's ibadat, Allah has kept such an ecstasy, such a lazzat, such an enjoyment a person will experience in the heart that you will never experience in those things. But we have to go past that initial phase, that initial period of difficulty and hardship. Now look at the salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ulama say that in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's tahajjud, there would be four things. One is, there would be tilawat of Quran. The other is, we find that yaqra'u mutarassilan. Huzaifa radiallahu anhu says, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was pausing and reading. Quran is not something that we should be reading like a bullet, just going through the verses, but pause and read. Make tafakkur, make tadabbur, ponder over the verses of the Quran. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, referring to surah Ash-Shamsi wa Duhaha, surah Ash-Shams, he used to say that for me to read this one surah, for me to read this one surah of 14 verses, slowly and pausing and pondering over each verse is more beloved to me than reading the whole Quran quickly. So Quran is not something that we have to try and finish like a race. Quran, we have to ponder, reflect. So this is what is meant when Huzaifa radiallahu anhu says, يَقْرَوْ مُتَرَسِّلًا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was pausing and reading. One side was qiraat of Quran. Other side was tadabbur and tafakkur, pondering, reflecting over the meaning of the verses of the Quran. Thirdly was the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذَا مَرَّ بِآيَةٍ فِيهَا تَسْبِيحٌ سَبَّحَ. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by a verse in which Allah was praised, he made Allah's tasbih. He praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So tilawat of Quran, tadabbur and tafakkur, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, three things found in one amal. And the fourth thing was dua. The fourth thing was dua. Idha marra bi su'alin sa'ala, wa idha marra bi ta'awudin ta'awada. When he passed by, mention of jannat, some pleasure that Allah has kept in the akhirat or in dunya, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua, ask Allah ta'ala for it. In his tahajjud salah. If there was mention of Jahannam, the azab of Jahannam, etc., Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection from that. So we find that, now imagine this, four things are combined together, tilawat of Quran, the dhikr of Allah ta'ala, tafakkur and tadabbur, and dua, and like this, pausing and reading, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finishes the entire surah Baqarah, the entire surah Nisa, the entire surah Ala Imran. This is almost one-fifth of the Qur'an. Almost one-fifth of the Qur'an in one rakat of tahajjud salah like this. Then Huzaifa radiallahu anhu says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes into ruku' and he starts reading, reciting Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. One point ulama ikram mentioned, that from these type of ahadith we learn that it is masnoon, it is part of sunnah to lengthen our salah. Especially our nawafil, we mentioned yesterday, what is referred to here is not the far salah. The far salah, which is read in jamaat, you have to take cognizance of the elderly, of the infirm, of the weak, of the ill, etc. But outside the far salah, to lengthen it, particularly tahajjud salah, is masnoon. Many of us, who Allah gives the tawfiq of making tahajjud salah, will make long standing in salah, long qiyam. But what happens? The ruku and sajda is done very quickly. Here we see in each posture of the salah, Huzaifa radiallahu anhu says the ruku was almost as long as the qiyam. The qoma was almost as long as the ruku. The sajda was almost as long as the qoma. So this is one important lesson that we learn. It's not only the standing posture that we need to make long, the ruku, the sajda, etc. If you can't make it as long as the standing, it should at least be lengthened a little bit. Sajda, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it comes, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٍ. He said, you cannot go closer. You cannot go closer to Allah than you are when you are in sajda. So he said, when you are in sajda, then akthirud du'a, increase du'a, increase asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nowadays, the type of ruku, the type of qoma, the type of sajda that we make, one day you must stand in the back of the masjid. Stand in the back of the masjid and observe the type of salah that is being performed. Person barely wakes up from ruku, he hardly even stands straight, he's already got into sajda. Between the two sajda, person wakes up, his back is not even straight, he's already gone back into the next sajda. This shotgun type of salah is not salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَسْوَأُ النَّاسِ سَرِقَةً أَسْوَأُ النَّاسِ سَرِقَةً أَلَّتِي يَسْرِقُ صَلَاتَهُ. He said, the worst thief is the one who steals from his salah. So the sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, what is meant by a person stealing from his salah? He said, a person who doesn't make his ruku and his sajda properly. He doesn't fulfill the postures of salah correctly. This is the worst thief. This is the worst looter, the worst highway robber. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. Huzaifa, the same narrator of this hadith, one day he walked into the masjid and he saw a person making this type of salah that Allah forgive us. A lot of us make this type of salah. Barely wake up from ruku, gone into coma. Barely wake up from one sajda, gone into the other sajda. Huzaifa radiallahu anhu, observing this type of salah, he pointed to that person. And look at what he said. Where did he learn how salah should be made? From Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. He describes here the salah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he saw this type of salah. And what does he do? He points to that person and he says, Lo ma tahada. Lo ma tahada. Ala halihi hadihi lamata ala ghairi millati Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, if this man dies, if this man leaves the world and this is the type of salah that he is making, then he has not died on the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has died on some other religion. Someone mentioned to Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu about a person. These were sahaba that were very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Huraira narrated more than 5,000 ahadith. They observed every ada, every action, every practice of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Someone mentioned to him about a person who makes this type of salah. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, if this man has been making salah like this for 40 years, Allah has not accepted a single salah. One riwayat it comes, if this man has been making salah like this for 60 years, not one salah will be accepted by Allah. Tahajjud is our training ground to make this type of salah. My respected brothers, on the one hand, Allah brought us to the masjid. Allah gave us the tawfiq and ability. There are millions who are deprived of this. Allah brought us, we are making salah. Let us make the salah properly. At least this much. At least this much. When you stand, stand. So that posture is completed. Recite tasbih. Thereafter go into sajda. When you wake up from sajda, wake up correctly. Try and lengthen our qiyam. Try and lengthen our ruku. Try and lengthen our sajda. Allah give us tawfiq.